Would you say that most Ruckmanites believe that the King James Bible deviates from the TR? If so, what misconceptions make them think this? Yes, they do think that. And it's because people publish these lists of discrepancies between the King James and the TR, and they're totally bogus. One time I sat down with Gail Ripplinger's list of 50-some discrepancies, and I had that list, Greek New Testament, and King James. I looked up all of them, and they were all bogus except two out of 54 or whatever. I found two that were legit. One of them was the amen missing at the end of the book of Ephesians. So I just pulled out my Greek New Testament and just wrote the word amen, and it was fixed. And then one of them says, you know, it's word of God instead of word of the Lord. So both of them are just completely meaningless. They don't change any meaning between the word. Is there some difference between the word of God or the word of the Lord? Well, I'm sure according to a Ruckmanite, there's a difference because they think the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are totally different, you know? So word of God, word of the Lord, add an amen. It's two typos. No big deal. Everything else was a fraud. So, but they don't expect you to actually look them up. They just expect you to just take their word for it. If you do some fact checking on Gail Ripplinger, you're going to find a lot of inaccuracy in her work, period. She's a bold-faced liar in her work a lot. She'll misquote people and twist things. And yeah, it's,
was it you that showed the lip Caesar? Were you going through James White's book where it was talking about Gail Ripplinger quoting somebody and there was like five ellipses, you know, like,
Gail Ripplinger will quote someone and put like two words, dot, 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 three words, dot, 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 two words, and make them say something that they didn't even say.
Right.
It's absurd.